I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
David, say a little bit about, you know, that sometimes we can have an attitude about those who are in poverty or, you know, maybe it's related to, you know, their lifestyles, their choices, or maybe even race, and we wonder, you know, why are they in the circumstances they're in. Did you have to deal with some of that as you worked through becoming a more caring, compassionate church?
I think everybody works through that. You know, we all have attitudes, but the Bible does warn us not to despise the poor. It's a very specific word to us from the Old Covenant. And I think it points out a truth that it's easy for us to fall into an attitude that despises the poor, that doesn't want to deal with sickness, that sees sick people as reaping the results of their own actions and sort of blames them for their sickness or sees them almost as unclean, like leprous. And so when Jesus was asked, "Are you the one?" his response was, "Well, the blind are seeing, the lame are walking, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." And as he gave his credentials for being the promised one, they really revolved around people who had needs, whether they were blind or lame or whatever, and included the poor. And I would say that's a very consistent instruction in Scripture. It's something that we don't need to ignore, but we need to embrace. And that God is honored when we care for those in need. That is the most certain part of the care effect. And when you love your neighbors, you love yourself, you are pleasing the Father in heaven who gave us that command. And I think that ought to be encouragement to every Christian who is contemplating their own life, their behavior, their Christian lifestyle, to know that caring for those in need is just, that's basic, that's foundational. You know, if you're going to please the Father, well, you need to love that neighbor who is in need. And there are folks in our communities that are in need. And we can be greatly blessed. And this is one of the things I really want to emphasize with our listeners today, is that we can be greatly blessed if we will reach out to those in need. Even though we may feel like we are in need, all of us have needs. But part of the healing process for us is to get beyond ourselves and to care for that person who is hurting and to help bind up their wounds. And as we do so, somehow the love of God pours through us and not only ministers to that hurting person, but actually ministers even more so to us. So Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's a predictable part of caring for another person, the care effect, I call it.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.